This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Gunmen killed at least 100 people in northern Burkina Faso village, the government said Saturday, in what was the country's deadliest attack in years. The attack took place Friday evening in Solhan village. A government spokesman blamed jihadists. The local market and several homes were also burned down. This is the deadliest attack recorded in Burkina Faso since the West African country was overrun by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State about 5 years ago. That's according to a senior researcher at the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The U.S. will give Taiwan 750,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines as part of President Joe Biden's move to share millions of jabs globally. That's according to three U.S. senators Sunday after the self-ruled island complained that China is hindering its efforts to secure the injections amid an outbreak. Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, who arrived in Taiwan with her two colleagues, said the trip underscores the bipartisan support for the Democratic Island that Beijing claims as its own renegade territory. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska, member of the Armed Services Committee, and Democratic Senator Christopher Coons of Delaware, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, also arrived Sunday morning. Afghanistan is battling a brutal new surge in COVID-19 infections while health officials plead for vaccines and express deep frustration at the inequities of global vaccine distribution. The positive rate for COVID tests has jumped from 8% to 60% in some parts of the country. The capital, Kabul, is one of the hardest hit areas. Its only hospital solely dedicated to coronavirus treatment is 100% capacity. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian chief is warning that famine is imminent in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region and the country's north, and there is a risk that hundreds of thousands of people or more will die. Mark Locock says that the telecommunications economy has been destroyed along with businesses, crops, and farms, and there is no banking or telecommunication services. He says that they're hearing of starvation-related deaths already. Locock urged the international community to step up, including with money. Political tensions between Ethiopia's president and Tigray's leaders, who once dominated Ethiopia's government, exploded into war last November. No one knows how many thousands of civilians or combatants have died in the disastrous famine of 1984 and 1985. About 2 million Africans died, which is about half in Ethiopia. Millions of Nigerians were unable to access Twitter Sunday after the government enforced an indefinite suspension of the microblogging platform's operations in Nigeria. The Association of Licensed Telecommunications Operators of Nigeria said in a statement that its members have suspended access to Twitter in compliance with a government directive to do so. The Nigeria government said Friday it was indefinitely suspending Twitter in Africa's most populous nation after the company deleted a controversial tweet from the president. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said this week that he is deeply disappointed the Roman Catholic Church has not offered a formal apology and made amends for its role in Canada's former system of church-run Indigenous boarding schools after the remains of 215 children were located at what was once the country's largest such institution. Trudeau called on the church to step up and take responsibility after years of silence. From the 19th century until the 1970s, the more than 150,000 First Nations children in Canada were forced to attend state-funded Christian schools as an effort to assimilate them into Canadian society. The Canadian government has admitted that physical and sexual abuse was rampant in those schools, with students beaten for speaking their native language. Again, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau now saying that he is deeply disappointed that the Roman Catholic Church has not even offered a formal apology and made amends for its role in Canada's former system of church-run Indigenous boarding schools. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.